Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
How do we maintain optimism in life? How do we keep our glass half full? And that would be my first sort of tip, and that is that while optimism can be a personality trait, there are some of us who are more naturally optimistic than others, we still have to work on it. We have to work hard to see that glass as half full and maintain our level of optimism. I'd like to talk this week about two things. The first thing that's really, really helpful for maintaining optimism is a sense of gratitude. And the research suggests that the ability to get in touch with, express and share the things that we're grateful for in our lives are linked to those experiences of happiness and positive experiences in life. But again, our sense of gratitude needs to be both considered and expressed. So ask yourself, what am I grateful for? And look beyond the material things. Look for experiences, people, places, memories and things that you have in your life that you're grateful for having experienced. And even look for knowledge that you have, roles and expertise, and be grateful for those things. Acknowledge them for yourself and share them wherever possible with others. And you're more likely to be optimistic and to see the glasses half full in that way. The second thing that I'd like to talk about is the death of optimism, and that is cynicism. It's quite easy when some people say that we live in quite a cynical society, so it's easy to fall into this trap. For most people, cynicism is the result of powerlessness, not feeling like they're able to control certain aspects of their life, that the odds are stacked against them. And so a culture of cynicism is built up, and that can be really a pessimistic thing and stop people from living the life that they'd like to live. So when we talk about powerlessness, it's also true that as humans, we're powerless over a great deal of things in our lives. So the first step would be to break it down, chip away at that wall of powerlessness and actually ask yourself, well, what can I do? What small acts can I take which can make a difference in the world? And then deliberately seek to see those actions as that, as actions which are making the world a better place, which are making your world a better place. The last thing I would suggest in terms of maintaining optimism and fighting cynicism is to surround yourself and immerse yourself in stories of change and inspiration, the place where hope lives, and take a swim in the sea of humanity and experience all that humanity has to offer. It's true that there's a whole lot to like about humanity. So take a swim this week on Mind Games.